3693.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Also, in the Middle East, Iran and Saudi Arabia, for the first time in who knows, probably since T.E. Lawrence went into the Middle East and helped unite these nations, these Arab groups, he went in and was able to get them to work together to begin to industrialize their oil fields. This was the beginning of it. But these nations, Iran, Saudi Arabia, have been at each other's throat until just this week. China, once again, Xi Jinping, was able to diplomatically work out an agreement with these two nations. And here's what really was worked out. Well, one of the things is the enemy, both of you, you two are enemies. You're at each other's throat. But the real enemy is empire. This is your enemy. Iran is fully aware that empire is the enemy here in the last year, 2-3 years. Since the imposter took position in the White House, Saudi Arabia has now recognized and has always recognized who the real enemy of all the nations of the Middle East, who that empire, who that nation is, who that empire and their objectives, who was who put this petrodollar system in place, the Rockefellers, who was instrumental in that, Henry Kissinger. And Kissinger, the Arab nations know that they were betrayed by Kissinger. So, That is a big event, major event, that there's so many things happening all at once. It's like you're going to assemble a Rolls Royce. You have the drivetrain, transmission. You have the suspension system, the motor, all the components, every system of comfort, and they all arrive at the same time. Well, you're so busy unpacking to see what is unpackaging all these items, trying to see what you have, you lose your focus. The world is losing its focus. There are so many things happening at once, you can't focus on everything. The package to put this Bentley together has arrived in your shop, and pieces are scattered everywhere. Now you have to put it together. You have to figure out what goes where to begin, how to analyze what's happening. China has done the impossible, bringing two hostile nations into an agreement, agreeing to work together, to trade, to really join against and to the enemy. You guys, you may be enemies, you have centuries-old problems, but your enemy in today's world is empire. The number one enemy, Iran, Saudi Arabia, is empire. The enemy of Russia is empire. China, empire. All the nations of the world, the number one enemy of the nations of the world is empire. And the only solution to being free from the tentacles, the stranglehold of empire, is a multipolar world trading system. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcasts.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GotsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Yeah.
So what we're witnessing is these events aren't just something casual. We shouldn't take them with that type of with an attitude that, oh, so big deal. No, this is a big deal. This is a very big deal. With Saudi Arabia and Iran having a common enemy, empire, this is a major deal. Something that you don't want to poo-poo. Another thing that just happened. In the Middle East, while all this is happening, there is a pretty much a riots in the street of Jerusalem. There's almost a civil war in that nation. You see, there are factions, the political groups within Israel, that do not like and are doing everything possible to remove Benjamin Netanyahu once again from his position as prime minister. Now, so what's, you know, let Israel alone. Let Israel do what it does. Well, that would be good. It's easy to say that, but who is behind? Could it be once again there is an operation, an agenda by empire, by the CIA, by the globalists in Israel to bring an end to permanently Benjamin Netanyahu's position as prime minister? They know, the Arab world knows, the globalist world knows, the enemy of their, one of their big enemies, believe it or not, is Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu will not go along with any objectives of the globalists to destroy Israel or to allow Israeli citizens to be murdered. He will not go along with any agenda, and he's aware of American involvement in previous Israeli elections. He's very aware of the globalists and their objectives going way back to the late 1800s, to the time of the Balfour Declaration. He knows the history. He's not going to allow the globalists to interfere with a vital interest of Israel. The vital interests, their economy, yes. They're protecting the Israeli citizens, absolutely. That is primary. He will protect the Israeli citizens from the globalist plans. And who would be the main suspect? He would be Barack Obama. If you think that's what is happening in Israel right now, that there isn't, in one way or another, some involvement by the shadow government in this country and the Black Pope, the Black Pope in the sense of the Vatican, they have a Black Pope, not elected, someone who rules from behind. This is who Barack Obama is, in that same spirit, an individual who is ruling and operating, managing everything from behind the scenes. So Netanyahu is fully aware of what's going on in his country. But we're putting together this Bentley in the garage. We have to look at all the pieces. China and Russia are continuing to get stronger. They are, well, as nations, they are definitely getting stronger. Militarily, they're getting stronger. And the negotiations are going smoothly. Don't be mistaken. Xi Jinping has to have Russia as an ally against America. And the British, European nations, the rulers of the world. America. They know that the American, those in the administration, are fully aware that the plan and the strategy to invade, to force Israel's force Russia's hand in Ukraine last year by promoting weapons, nuclear weapons being placed on the eastern border of Ukraine, they assumed Russia would just roll over and play dead. No, Russia's not going to ever do that. And the American economy is down the tank. This is intentional. The Russian economy is, they're in stride. They have their momentum. They have a second, pardon me, they have a second wind. As a nation, they're doing well. Russia is doing, in all ways, in every area, they're doing, I mean, it couldn't be, life couldn't be better. In spite of the whole a third of the most powerful nations of the world trying to destroy Russia. In spite of that, Russia is doing well. It is springtime in Moscow. The European nations, I tell you what, their winter is going to be extended, because even though it's going to get warmer, fuel prices are going to remain high. Manufacturing costs are going to remain high. So it is springtime in Moscow, and it is winter time. The winter is going to last a long time in Europe and in this country too. I was reading an article out of whatdoesitmean.com yesterday, and there was this false flag. One of America's Reaper drone, it fell into the Black Sea. It probably ran out of fuel. But America immediately, the operation began, that one of their sophisticated jets ran into that drone, knocking it out of the sky. Well, which is pretty much preposterous. Well, it's stupid. I mean, you just can't. How dumb. The drone or the aircraft supposedly that knocked this drone out of the air, according to a French spaceflight expert, Xavier Moreau, he said that in that aircraft, this nose is stuffed with fragile electronics, such as radar, pitot tubes. So under the hood, just composite materials, polyester basically, it can be used to ram into any aircraft. So he said that the America's version of this conflict with this Reaper drone going down into the Black Sea, just not, it doesn't carry any water. So then the Secretary of Defense here in this country, Lloyd Austin, he calls the Defense Minister, Sergei Shoigu, in Russia to discuss the incident, and was told the incident was caused by the Americans violating the airspace restrictions declared by Russia, with all the proper international notifications in place. While Russia does not desire such a development, it will continue to respond proportionately to all provocations. And then there's this American State Department spokesman, Ned Price. It gets bizarre. I think the best assessment right now is that it was probably unintentional. Well, of course it was. It probably was the result of a profound incompetence on the part of one of these Russian pilots. Yeah, the incompetence. So a Russian pilot took his multi-million dollar aircraft and rammed a drone. Why would you do that? Then, but here in this country, eventually another official stated it was probably unintentional. Then you have this old, Lindsey Graham. What? How do you explain this guy? This rhino? I'll put it this way. Do you remember the Project for a New American Century? It was a project. There was an opportunity after Russia, the Soviet Union fell. There was an opportunity for America to control the world. And this was presented to the Pentagon. And the question was, we have an opportunity. Should we let this opportunity pass us by? Because it may not come again. And then there was silence. It was like a dead silence. Well, what was the answer? The answer said was, go forward with the operation. It's time for America to become the hegemon of the world. Go forward with it. Project for a New American Century. And who was in position politically at that time? Well, Lindsey Graham. And so he states yesterday, he says this, with this incident with a drone, he says, what would Ronald Reagan do right now? Graham says he would start shooting Russian planes down if they were threatening our assets. What a hypocrite. Who just blew up Nord Stream pipeline? A military operation. Who destroyed Russia's assets? Not just one pipeline, but a couple. So, he's a hypocrite. But in factuality, the article says, Reagan, he won the Cold War without the former Soviet Union. And without firing a shot, with the former Soviet Union, without firing a shot. But here's Lindsey Graham. He is a globalist. He is controlled. He is a puppet of Pilgrim Society. He is a puppet of the Rockefeller-controlled network of individuals that have been placed for the last 100 years in positions within this government. This is who Graham is, and Mitch McConnell, his old buddy. I don't even think they smoke cigars together. Trading with the enemy, Mitch McConnell, and also the not an American patriot, Lindsey Graham. Then there's a Army Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer. Concerning Graham, says this, Graham should learn the Sun Tzu strategy tactics. Without strategy is the noise before defeat. No strategy, then nothing but the noise before the defeat. So this is what is happening with the continued demonization of this conflict in Ukraine. Demonizing Russia, blaming the demonic West from a Christian Russia. We'll be back with Rodriguez.
This is Kevin LaRusso from Common Nonsense, sponsored by Mac Equipment. If you want to hear more of me, you can listen to me every morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, only on 1360 KHNC, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up, Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The P.E. Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's peshows.com, 970-663-9101.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
JD here. Join me as I take my A-10 Warthog radio show into the swamp to do battle with the political and propagandist cockroaches and swamp creatures. Saturdays, noon to 1. The individuals in the Republican Party that were involved, the Bush, all of the Bush crowd, senior plus junior, they are all now once again funding, passing laws, everything possible for America's hegemony over the nations of the world. And these individuals are the men, the political powers that direct America's military industrial complex. This program is now engaged in sixth gear. Presently, you may not see it the way I do. America now is engaged in the full-out effort to take over the nations of the world. And the only hindrance is Russia, China, the multipolar world nations. America will not rule the whole world. America will destroy the world. But the nations of the world are not going to yield to America's objectives. And because of that, America, we will punish those nations and the political people, anybody individually, as far as presidents of countries that are going to resist the global world order, the satanic Luciferian world order, They will be punished. America's military might, all technologies, known and unknown, will be used to punish the nations that are not going to go along with this new world order. Russia is going to be punished, but not by America, by God. China is going to be punished. Now, you know, for those that don't read the Bible, I'm going to give you a little insight into what the Bible says about something concerning the Antichrist. You've heard the name. You've heard people talk about this individual. Nothing fear. This individual is not afraid of anything, you would think. But the Bible says that in the book of Isaiah, that the one thing in Daniel that fears and, you might say, upsets the coming Antichrist is China. Will be China. And it will disturb the Antichrist, because Antichrist eventually is going to pretty much occupy and control the Middle East. And when China moves from the east with the armies to Armageddon, that will disturb Antichrist, because he knows the Bible and he knows his time is near, getting close. Now, another thing that's happening that is very important that just happened in Syria, Bashar Assad, either president, I have not ever heard this in all, you know, I've studied what's happening in Syria for 40 years. You don't hear a peep out of Assad. Very little. But here's what happens. He made a comment. And he was granted an interview. He said, quote, "I believe that World War III is underway, but it differs in its forms." He says, "What I mean is that world wars used to be conventional in the past. The armies of several states were fighting against each other. This is also true when it comes to the current situation. But because of modern weaponry, especially nuclear, it is different from conventional war. That's why wars are now moving toward becoming proxy wars. That's why Zelensky is now fighting a war on behalf of the West." He's not saying specifically, but he means America. On behalf of America. Using, of course, its army of Nazis. See, the leaders of the world, they're fully aware of the army within Ukraine. It is a Nazi army. And he presents it right here to the world. Then he goes on, "The same goes for the terrorists. They are the armies operating on behalf of the West in Syria and other regions." Now, behind what he's saying is on behalf of America, going back to PNAC, Project for a New American Century. America is fully engaged presently in taking over the nations of the world. And America is going to do it, you might say, through this global agenda, because in the global agenda you have different segments to it. One is militarily, which America, who can stand against America? Who can resist our will, our sheer will? If any nation, look what happened in Iraq, Saddam Hussein. Look what happened in Libya, Muammar Gaddafi. Look what happens in any nation throughout the world that won't bow the knee to empire. American people and the people of the world are waking up. America has become something that it's always been strong. we've always been a world leader. I mean, who's going to stand against us in any way, militarily, economically, politically, with technology? Who's going to stand against us? There's no nation. There's no group of nations that can stand against us. But because of the multipolar world concept, using an alternate currency, removing these nations from a petrodollar system, and you can remove them from a petrodollar system, but because of high tech, we've moved into a digital age. I remember when credit cards first came out, it was something like you couldn't believe. It was like, wow, man, hey, this is convenient. And when the barcode first came out, we couldn't figure out what these lines were on the products we were buying. Then when they started putting scanners in the stores, you go buy your groceries. We're high tech. And America thinks that through the high tech, they're going to rule and control the world. That's Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360kagency.com for podcasts.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. The one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. I love fixing firearms and giving you the tools to succeed in these increasingly trying times. The Constitution has always provided stability, and as we veer farther and farther away from it, our society will only become more unstable. I can't fix that, but I can make sure that you have a fighting chance. So give me a call or shoot me a text to see what I can do for you. 970-776-0258. It's 970-776-0258. So,
America will control the world through a digital system. But unfortunately for America and for the satanic West, they won't be able to control the world perfectly. And this is what has the New World. This is what has the World Economic Forum and all of these groups worried. They know now they missed their opportunity. They cannot control the whole world digitally. There will be an alternate system. And they missed their opportunity. They didn't see Russia was going to be the nation to put a halt or to interfere with their plans, with their objectives. And with what happened in Saudi Arabia and Iran, you see, the United States has always been the nation that has prided itself in keeping the unity in the Middle East, together, right? And it's been the dominant outside power in the Middle East. But this last week, what happened is America realized that they have lost control of, diplomatically, they've lost control of decision-making in the Middle East anymore. We make decisions for nations in the Middle East. We make decisions for Iraq. We make decisions. Go along with our policy. Go to a gold system. We'll destroy you. Go to a system apart from petrodollar. We'll destroy you. Libya, the same. Saudi Arabia, because it's a bigger, they were able to begin to, with Russia and China, Saudi Arabia has been able to begin quietly, carefully distancing itself from America's oil control. And then, to add insult to injury, Saudi Arabia, Joe Biden, you know, the fool on the hill, he goes over to Saudi Arabia. He's just one of many, just one fool of many. People don't want to address it. You know, it's not politically correct. Well, truth doesn't have to be politically correct. Truth is truth. So he goes over and he begs the Saudis to start selling us more oil, to increase the barrels of oil daily. And what did Saudi Arabia say? Well, let us think about it. And Biden came home with the lollipop, but there wasn't the pop on the handle. He came home with just a stick. No lollipop, no candy at the end of it. It was a unfruitful, unproductive gathering with the Biden administration and Saudi Arabia. In the meantime, China has been more trade with Saudi Arabia, more trade with the nations in the Middle East, more trade with Russia, and more trade with the European nations, and the United States is having a fit. The United States is telling the EU nations, you know, trade with America, buy American. And the Europeans are saying, no, we don't want to buy American. We want America to buy French or German or English. We want, you know, we're tired of being dictated to. So in the Middle East, this was a big thing. And then with Bashar Assad coming out, this is interesting because Assad doesn't say much about anything ever. Well, this to me is another little indicator that there's going to be trouble in the Middle East and there's going to be problems with the terrorist groups in the Middle East surrounding Israel. Just this last week, there was an attack by Hamas. They came into Israeli territory, tried an attack. The individual was killed. He was removed from this world. And now you have the possibility of a civil war in Israel. Well, who benefits from the civil war in Israel? The Israeli people don't. The globalist West will. Now, don't misunderstand me. Eventually, the New World Order, what we consider the New World Order, as this continues to develop, is going to be centered in Israel. It will be centered in the Middle East. Why? Initially and presently, it's centered in empire. But eventually, the individual that replaces Donald Trump legally as the next president, as we call him, of this country is going to begin to, his eyesight already is on the nation of Israel. Israel is the target of the globalist West of America. Israel is the target. Syria, to a great degree, yes. But the ultimate target is going to be Israel. The target of Russia is Israel. Right now, target of the Russia is just maintaining its position in that area. Russia cannot allow America's objectives to go forward. And so they're keeping those objectives, they're hindering, stopping, not allowing America's objectives. But what's going to happen is Russia is going to look south to Israel like America is looking east to Israel. China is looking west to Israel. 1360KHSC.com for podcast, The Present Truth.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
How would you like to get a free IRS deduction, possibly saving hundreds of dollars on your taxes, and do something good? If you've got an old car, you can donate it to help veterans. It's a pain to try and sell a car yourself. So, pick up your phone and make a free call to Veteran Car Donations. They'll come and get your vehicle within a few days for free and give you a receipt to use for your tax refund. Of course, check with your accountant for details. Now is the perfect opportunity to help veterans and get rid of an old car. Veteran Car Donations will come and get it for free. We only ask for 2 minutes of your time right now on the phone to get the whole process started. So please help the vets and make this free call now.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
Hey, 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
So as I finish the program, this is what's happening in the Middle East. America's lost, for the most part, its position as the nation that is going to give direction to the Arab nations. China has ended China's ended that. What's going to happen next is that I think Israel, this matter of civil war possible, this is going to give the enemies surrounding Israel, it's going to give them, they think, an edge to possibly, if there's ever a time to hit Israel when they're divided, this would be the time to hit Israel and begin a campaign against the Israeli people and the Israeli government. But they're fooled. Benjamin Netanyahu is ready for it. He is ready. He's anticipated it. He knows who is involved in trying to cause this conflict in the nation of Israel right now. He knows. We know that everything that's happening, we know that's going, what's happening in Ukraine is Barry Satoro. We know what's happening with what's happening in this country with the banking crisis. It's a deep state. And who's behind it? I believe Barry Satoro. Netanyahu is ready for whatever the terrorist groups in any of these surrounding nations, whatever their plans are, he's ready. Israel's military is ready. And once the conflict begins, once the attacks begin, you watch the Jewish people for a short period of time, they're going to unify. They will be behind Benjamin Netanyahu. But eventually, Netanyahu, that's just going to be the beginning of a hardship for Israel. The terrorist neighbors, that's one hardship that's coming. But the other hardship that's coming is when Russia, with Iran and other nations, when they decide to come and become the next door neighbors to Israel and give Israel its directions in the future. Everybody's going to want Israel. Israel is a center. Everybody's going to want to, you know, own Israel. Everybody wants to rule the world. True. But America, objectives, Israel, the objectives of Russia, Israel, and the Arab nations, destroy Israel. So, as we, as time goes on, you're going to start to see things develop. We'll see really what happens. So, as we're getting ready to close out the program, I pray you have a wonderful, peaceful Friday night. May peace, may God bless you this weekend. Talk to you Sunday, 9 to noon, on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Have a good evening. Rick Rodriguez.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.